Our next guest is with us. His name is Aurelian Popa from Romania. Aurelian, please introduce yourself. It's much easier if you do it than if we do it.
Hi there. Do you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
Okay, I'm driving, but I'm practically traffic jammed, so it's like just sitting on a nice comfy chair, so we can talk. Bucharest is crazy. So my name is Aurelian Popa. I'm an IT guy, you know, turned into an online marketer after he started to age, basically. I didn't want it to be sticked to a monitor, so I switched to online marketing. Starting with 2020, 14th of May, which was the last day of our hard lockdown, Romanian lockdown here, I was out in the streets because I was realizing this is going to a dictatorship. It's not going to end after 2 months of lockdown. At least not in Romania. I wasn't sure about the world, but life told us it's also the world, not only Romanian. My dictatorship antibodies developed during my first 12 years of my lifetime. I was 12 in 89, you know, in Romania in 89, we had this revolution. We're still there, so I knew exactly what's going on. My bullshit detector turned red. I was in the street in 14th of May, 2020, and in 15th of May, 2021, first day of so-called freedom, but it wasn't the first day of freedom. I also was there. And since then, I tried to, you know, create activism events and awareness flash mobs and all kind of creatives on my fan page, Aurelian.ro, in Facebook. My old channel on YouTube was deleted, and now I have a new one. So I was supporting and I was contributing to all the protests created and organized in Romania since then, and there were a lot of protests. The highlight was in 21st of December 2021, when basically we got to the doors of the parliament and they put a stop to the voting of the Green Pass on national territory as the condition to go to work, which was basically our red line limit. I mean, it's okay. It's not okay, but I can do fine without entering the mall or without going to a coffee shop or restaurant, whatever. Nobody's respecting that anyway. Everybody's using fake QR codes. However, it's not okay to create an obligation out of a right, like, you know, the right to public health. You create an obligation and transform it into a condition to exercise the other right, which is the right to go to work and to have an income source. This is not okay, and our constitution is not allowing it. Even if it's going to be voted by a majority, it's not constitutional. So this is basically my activity in a nutshell in the last 2 years.
So what's the corona situation and the vaccination situation in Romania like?
So Romanians are not we're not able to gather millions of people in street, okay, at once. We are not like Berlin or Paris, or we couldn't do it. For some reason, Romanians prefer to passively protest by not injecting themselves. So we have a 40% vaccination rate in Romania. Out of 18 million, about 8 million got vaccinated, out of which about 3 million were basically constrained since they put this green pass as a condition to enter the mall, the coffee shop and the restaurant. So it was out of, you know, constraint. Roughly 5 million did it, let's say, because they wanted to do it. From 5 million to 8 million, we can say it was a sanitary rape. I'm sorry if my language is very strong, but this is the way I see it. Because if you ask them, they say, I did it, but they forced me to do it on my own signature. This is the way they did it. Now, the corona cases are slowly, slowly rising up. While the Europe was in red all the winter, we've been in green. We've been in green. So all since 23rd of November until 2 days ago, we've been totally green. Green, 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 green. Under 1% cumulative rate at 1,000 people for 14 days. This is the way they measure it. It's called it rate at 1,000 people cumulative for 14 days, something like that, the translation in English. So it's not a percentage. It's a rate for 1,000 people, and it's cumulative for 14 days. Uh-huh. Now, we've been in green. Green means it's one, this parameter is under 1%, under one. This rate is under one. Now, we have around 10,000 cases per day, but in wave number four, we had a maximum of 17,000. During that time, some kind of German press called us the European idiots, if you remember. But that's okay. That's not a problem.
Know the idiots who write these stories. They're brain dead, you know.
No problem, no problem. But then we've been in green, and all the Europe was like 80,000 cases per day, 100,000 cases per day. However, we never made them, call them back. You know, we know people were basically forced to do it, to vaccinate, and now they have Omicron. But all the waves, fourth wave and fifth wave, fourth wave is in the past, fifth wave is on the future, but fourth wave was like higher than all the other waves, despite the 35, maybe 40% of population vaccinated. This is the main takeaway, you know. The more you vaccinate people, the less performance you have in counteracting their own parameters, like the cases and the death rate and the hospitalization and ICU admissions and so on. It's basically just using their own parameters, you see it's not working in their own narrative. You know, it's not working because the more you vaccinate, the higher waves you have, more deaths you generate, more hospitalization you generate, more ICU you generate. It's the same in Romania. Fortunately, we managed to stay unvaccinated in a proportion of 60%. Mm-hmm. Now, today, we have 60% population not vaccinated, and nobody wants to vaccinate. Nobody wants to vaccinate anymore. Even the people with two doses, they don't want the third one. They said, enough is enough. This is bullshit. Omicron is bypassing, anyway, the vaccine. The vaccine is not working. It doesn't stop the transmission. It doesn't stop the infection. We got lots of adverse reactions, you know, cardiovascular and so on and so forth. You already know that. They lie about the mortality in Romania. They try to put the blame on the unvaccinated, but nobody trusts them or believes them, the official figures. They claim in Romania that 9 out of 10 COVID deaths are unvaccinated, which is simply not true. Because we have sources inside of ICUs in hospitals, which basically tell us different figures, you know. So it's not true what they try to tell us, you know, that people are dying because they are not vaccinated. The death rate was higher than in Western Europe, in Romania, even before the vaccine. Why? Because we have a public health system which is not performing as well as German one or Austrian one or French one. So it's not vaccine, it's not rate of vaccination. It's just the performance of our public health and our ICUs in Romania, let's say. So this is my main argument, you know. We had higher death rate even before the vaccine was available in 2020. Like, I remember we had like around 4 to 5% death rate, which is huge. If you compare it with Germany, if you compare it with northern countries, with France and so on. So the death rate, which is, let's say, officially reported like being higher in Romania, it's higher, not because of the vaccination rate. And also there is this article in European Epidemiology Journal on the 31st of September, titled, it says like, it goes like, the title goes like this. It says, the number of cases, of COVID cases, is unrelated to the vaccination rate. This study is performed on 69 countries and 2,497 counties in US. So it covers a huge population and demonstrates that there is no statistical relationship between how many people you jab and how many cases you have. No relation whatsoever. This is European Journal of Epidemiology, which is basically a piece of paper we are using now in judiciary, because we want to prove that their proposed measure, basically lots of activists, now they go in, into justice and they fight the government and they fight the shadow government, which is basically the emergency situation organism they created, you know, to, mm-hmm. to create this kind of legal dictatorship, let's say. It's basically a shadow, a second government yeah. with unlimited powers. We are going into justice and we want to fight these people. I managed to defeat them and to eliminate, for me, to suspend for me, because I'm the patent, you know, I was the part of the suing activity there, the green pass to enter, but not only the green pass, the conditioning of the three states, you know, vaccinated, infected naturally or tested. So this condition was suspended for me, for the citizens of Aurelian. So I was defeating the government of Romania in justice.
And has that
so it doesn't matter how they tried. Yeah, yeah.
Has Go that on. Had have any effect on other people? Are there...
If the sentence stay definitive and irrevocable, then yes, it will be applied to all the people. But because I was the one starting it, I was asking the judge, look, I don't want to wait until the whole procedure finalizes. Here are my antibody tests. Here are my studies. Translated, legally translated, just read them and see that everything is bullshit. And then you read the law and then you decide. And the judge said, okay, Aurelian Popa is right. Government of Romania is wrong. Therefore, Aurelian Popa doesn't have to present any type of conditions to go wherever he wants to go.
Because the judge decided on the data that you gave him that you have natural immunity, exactly. right?
Exactly, exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly. I was proving my natural immunity, and I also was proving that there is no judicial, there is no access to justice for us, the citizens, inside the 30 days of prolonging government how they call it, the government order. Mm-hmm. The way they do it here is like this. Every 30 days, they say, now we have another 30 days of, let's say, alert situation,
yeah, yeah.
alert state. This is how they do it. It's a government law, let's say. It doesn't go through parliament. Now, inside of those 30 days, we don't have enough time to go to the whole process in justice. You know, and I said, because there's no access to justice, there's no time to judge everything inside of the 30 days. I ask you, the judge, to suspend for me, Aurelian Popa, the citizen, before the trial is finalized, to just stop this conditioning because it's discriminating me. It's not okay. The antibodies I have are even more diverse, more durable, and they are working better than the antibodies of a vaccinee. And it's not okay. You're discriminating me. Me and the vaccinee are in the same situation. Yet the vaccinee can go everywhere he wants. I cannot go without spending money from my own pocket. That's not fair. That's discrimination. That's the situation of discrimination. And the judge apparently said, yeah, he's right. He's discriminated. Let's stop this, you know.
About you pointed out that your country is not a very big country, but and it's probably not possible to have these huge rallies that we have in other parts of the world or in the bigger cities like Berlin or London or Paris. But when we first spoke, I think one of the most important things that you mentioned is that it is important to organize these rallies very well. And you know what? I think I told you that here in Germany, for quite a while, these demonstrations, these rallies were not very effective because those the people who were in charge of this made them into more or less meaningless, just feel-good rallies. So what do you mean by saying that we have to organize these rallies very well? What is the message? Is there a message that you want to convey through these rallies? How did you do it?
Okay. So first of all, the rallies we did, it's a 10, maybe 15 people's work, you know, like Kitik, like Pompilio Di Plan, like maybe journalists like Josefina, maybe people like Dumitru Bălan, maybe, you know, many doctors and so on. About 15 people, let's say. But we went the route of having in major cities of Romania, about five cities, you know, Constanța, Iași, Cluj, Timișoara, București, to have a periodic, maybe smaller protest, in order to shout in public plazas, you know, to shout out the information. Because not many people have Facebook. Maybe not many people are connected in social media. But lots of people have two ears to hear whatever some other person has to say. You know? And to my surprise, because, you know, I'm an IT guy, I'm inside of this technology. But to my surprise, if you go and hand over a flyer or to shout out in a public plaza, you are much more effective than spending all this time in Facebook and posting all kind of information and being accused of fake news and maybe canceled, you know? Coming back to your question, I think the main form of protest is to not get vaccinated and to not generate a QR code. This is like the foundation of the protest, in my opinion. In my opinion, and forgive me if I'm very, you know, let's say aggressive in this opinion. If a person gets the jab and then go to protest, the protest is not going to be as effective as compared to a person that refuses the jab and go to protest. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because the authorities won already if they manage to trick you into accepting the needle into your shoulder. So 1,000 people in street that are not vaccinated are more powerful, in my opinion, again, it's my opinion, than 1 million in street, out of which maybe 90% are vaccinated fully. This is a social positioning thing, you know? Because if you refuse the offer from the government, that's already like a protest in itself. It's like civil, how you call it? Unrest, civil unrest. Mm. Disobedience, you know? Mm. Oh, you tell me it's so good, this vaccine? Yes, it's so good. And it's safe? Yes, it's safe. And it's effective? Yes, it's effective. Okay, I'm not going to get it. You know?
Yeah.
I refuse to seize my body and the choice over my body to you, the government. Why? Because there was not enough time. It's simply the argument of time. Doesn't matter the data. Doesn't matter the study. We didn't have enough time to see if it's safe or not. How can you say it's safe if we have only 1 year, maybe? How can you say it's effective if we didn't study it over a number of variants? There was not enough time, so I refuse your offer. Yes, but I'm going to make some kind of restrictions and constraints on you. Okay, no problem. You do your work. I refuse to give my shoulders to you for the needle. I don't want to do that. And in my opinion, doing that and conserving the unvaccinated percentage of population does the trick in Romania.
Yes, I think it doesn't only do the trick in Romania. I think this is a very this is a generally effective way of fighting this, because, you know, it is no coincidence that our first guest today, Professor Desmet from Belgium, said precisely that. He says, if we want to stop this, we must not slow down, but we must continue to expose the true facts, and we must resist. These two things, exposing everything and resisting, in a nonviolent way, of course, that's what's going to turn the tide. It's us, the people. We have to take back our sovereignty and explain to the governments that we are not owned by them. It's the other way around.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another thing I want to add here. Our protest in 21st of December 2021 had a huge symbolistic load there, charge, how can you call it?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the last day of Ceausescu's ruling, of our last dictatorship, communist dictator, was 21st of December 1989.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to vote this law in the Parliament of Romania when? Exactly on the 21st of December. This is not by chance. This is not like something random. It was ritualistic.
Yes.
They wanted to ritualistically execute Romanian people, yeah? The globalists, the neo-Marxists, whatever, exactly in the day when we managed to get rid of Ceausescu back 32 years back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is very important.
Yes.
How can you dare, you, the political animal, to propose this voting on this day when people, you know, people died in street in Romania in 89, 21st of December, to make Romania free, you know? There was like 2,000 people dying on the street 32 years ago. Exactly on the same day, you want to vote this Green Pass at work for us? No, 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 no. This is not going to happen.
Yeah, it's very cynical.
Yeah, it's very cynical.
Yeah.
It's almost as though they're trying to make fun of us. It's right in our faces.
Yes.
We have to slap them right back.
Mm. But you know,
they were trying to defy the people.
Yes.
To defy us. Yeah.
But with regard to the the protest of the unvaccinated, unfortunately in Germany we're in the situation that, at least officially, we don't know like what the real numbers are. How many millions are vaccinated now? How many percent? I think 60% or something like that, or even more.
The real numbers could be 60 to 70%, but we don't know because there's so many fake vaccinations out there.
We have the same situation here. We have people that decided to fake vaccinate just to get their QR code or to just declare themselves as sick to get their QR code. In my opinion, this is live on crack, you know, live on cracks. You try to go to bypass all their... No, I don't want to bypass regulation. I want to eliminate the tyrannical regulation. Mm. It's not a solution to just, find the crack and then live your life through the crack.
Yeah,
that's not okay.
But you know what, like with regards to these protests or like the walks that we now have everywhere in Germany, I think on last Monday it was like in 1,586 cities and villages, you know, where people walked on the streets, and it was like larger and smaller numbers. But, you know, it's now there's vaccinated and unvaccinated, you know, joining together because they don't want to comply anymore. And I think I understand what you say about this, you know, that it's more effective or more stronger, you know, but this also has some sort of like healing element, you know, that I quite find interesting,
because
you have this solidarity, you know, and say, okay, we two join forces, and it's also about like really bridging the gap in this society. So I think
situation here in Romania, like vaccinated people joining the protest and telling us, you've been right all this time, you've been right, apologies, everything you told us since May 2020 it's true now, it's not a conspiracy theory anymore. You've been right, I don't want to get vaccinated, third dose, fourth dose, whatever. This is not life.
Mm.
You cannot call this life. This is not freedom. It is not. And we want to join you, and they come and protest with us, even if they are vaccinated. Some of them are still afraid, like wearing a mask and anything. But it's just, you know, small amounts of people coming to the protest wearing a mask. But yes, you're right. People that are vaccinated nowadays, they start to wake up. In my circle of friends, I don't know anybody not vaccinated that has severe Omicron infection. Nobody. But I know people that are vaccinated in my own personal circle. They are vaccinated and they have severe Omicron. They are in hospital. So it's the other way around now, you know. All the Omicron people going into hospital, they meet with each other, you know, being vaccinated there. it's kind of ironic, you know. And they said, they called me and they said, well, Aurelian, everybody here in hospital is vaccinated. What's going on? You know? What's going on? It's only among us. It's a vaccinated party here.
I mean, also we hear from, you know, victims of, like, you know, people who suffer from vaccine injuries. Like, for instance, one had a, you know, was heißt eine Netzhautablösung?
Oh.
Like, the, do you know that your retina, is that the, you know...
I'm going to look it up.
That it's, you know, it's disconnected, basically. You know, this, so like an eye...
The loss of sight. Lose of sight, right? Lose of sight.
Yes, but it's. I think it really like flips or like gets disconnected from the back of your eye or something, and then you can't see anymore.
Got it.
So this person got into the hospital with this problem, and then was really surprised to find out that of the 20 people who were with him in that situation, all these people got this problem after vaccination.
Retinal. It's called retinal detachment.
Yeah, retinal detachment.
Retinal detachment.
So people ultimately go blind because of this. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, here in Romania we have lots of cases, documented cases about post-vaccination severe reactions. We have even from military, you know, some guys that wanted to step up and say, "Look, this vaccine basically ruined our life, including the professional life." And they stepped up. I presented them live on Aurelian Raw. We have also doctors that were forced to get the vaccine. Now they said it was a bad decision for them because this and this happened. Many of the doctors, some of the doctors died. You know, they died. They are dead. They are dead. For example, is this situation I have in one of the cities in Romania where basically the nurses refused the vaccination. But the doctors, 12 doctors, said, let's go and vaccinate ourselves, you know? And out of the 12 doctors, six doctors had adverse reactions and two died. So out of the six, two died. Now, the other one, the six that didn't have adverse reactions, the doctors that didn't have adverse reactions, are fighting with the nurses, you know, telling them, why are you not vaccinated?
Incredible. Are they
incredible
blind?
Situation. Incredible situation.
Yeah.
So they have it right in front of their eyes. Yeah?
Yeah.
Six doctors, adverse reactions, out of which two died. They simply died, you know. They died like 2 weeks. These two died right after the vaccine, you know. And they still push for the nurses to get vaccinated. This, to me, is completely, I cannot explain this. Humanly, logically, emotionally, I can. It's just unexplainable to my mind. I cannot explain.
It must be like some sort of
hypnosis.
Yeah, it's the hypnosis. It's some paradox, problem that they have. Because if they now have to admit that they made the mistake, you know, I think they'd rather want to include the others into their problem. I mean, like on a psychological level. So it makes them maybe feel that it was the right thing to do. So everyone has to do it. I mean, it's a very strange. I also cannot grasp it.
Even with the price of risking risking death.
I can't.
Yeah, it's insanity.
It's the cognitive dissonance. Yeah. It must be some sort
cognitive
of...
Cognitive dissonance. It's like, here is something wrong. Here is something wrong to these people. I don't want to use strong words, but if you see that two of 12 die, and you still want the vaccine and you go into a fight with the nurses and you want, to me, that's like,
it's insanity.
I don't know.
It is insanity. There's something definitely wrong. But it's all coming out into the open, and more people everywhere are beginning to understand that this is not a winning game, as our previous guest said. It's not a winning game. And once you understand it, you want to get out of the game because you don't want to be in a losing game.
Exactly.
Okay, well, Aurelien, thank you very much. This was another important insight into what's going on in the Eastern European countries, because they seem to be far ahead of us. I know when we first spoke, we also mentioned your member of the European Parliament, Christian Terres. You're good friends with him, right?
Yes.
So I think it's important that we hear more from the Eastern European countries, because it's very obvious that we should follow your example. It seems to lead to results.
Remember, 40% vaccination rate. Remember, I don't know if you hear me anymore.
Yeah, I can still hear you. Mm-hmm.
You can still hear me?
Yes.
So it's 40% vaccination rate, no green pass at work, a little bit of green pass for the restaurants, mall, and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it. That's about it. Life is still normal here. Maybe a little bit of masks for the kids in school, but we are still fighting that, no problem. That's about it.
Maybe we should all move to the Eastern European countries.
We should ask for asylum at some point.
The price of houses will go up.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Aurelien, thank you very much for taking the time and giving us all these facts. This is very encouraging, good news, and it proves that we're on the right track.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the two of you, and thank you for having me.
Have a great weekend, Aurelien. We'll be in touch.
Great weekend. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
God bless you.